866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I think the most important question that I can bring up to our guest is, what is the New World Order? What is its goal? What are we fighting against? First off, Paul Joseph Watson, then we'll go to Dr. Begich and get his response to this. Paul, what is the New World Order? What's its goals? And how do we stop it?
Well, it's an alliance across the world in a kind of spider web way, where it's basically the head of it is the Anglo-Saxon Mafia, which is headed at the moment, in my opinion, by Skull and Bones, which is obviously publicly the American branch of the German Illuminati, and the Skull and Bones group has continued that program in America and in Britain today mainly. And their goal is, as we know, world government, world army, world police state, world microchip population, and world mind control, and the basic elimination of any kind of common sense or moral code, which humans naturally are supposed to, you know, exhibit. And that's why the attack on us is not just on a political level, but on a moral level via the media which they control. So how we can fight it is basically rewiring people's brains, because as soon as people are exposed to just a kernel of truth, then that destroys a lifetime of lies. And you can gauge that by people who, you know, react to shock and horror that is put upon them by government-perpetrated events, and their immediate reaction now is to immediately shift to the conspiratorial view of these events. So basically their brains are being rewired to react differently, and that's the battle for the mind is the battle that we're engaged in currently.
Very well said. Dr. Begich, comments?
Yeah, I think that's pretty well true. You know, the real ultimate test, and when you look at all of the writings in this area, the idea of controlling individuals is really the ultimate answer, whether people look at us as consumers or taxpayers or something less than what we truly are, which is human beings. And, you know, human beings have a lot more dimension than simply the next person to purchase the widget that whoever's going to create is going to create. And I think a lot of what we've seen in the last couple of decades is this dehumanizing of individuals, the lack of recognition of individual sovereignty and what that really means as the root of a democratic republic. And I think that's what's being attacked, is this idea that that sovereign individuals still can make a huge difference, that we're created in the Creator's image to be able to make those differences. And taking that away from us is really what a lot of it's about. When you look at the idea of influencing human behavior, ultimately controlling the mind is the target. And when you look back at even some of the founders of this movement, this political movement of a one-world government, go back to the writings of Zbigniew Brzezinski when he wrote Between Two Ages, you know, back in the 70s, which is pretty much a forecast for the future. You know, it was written as a forecast. If you read it today, you swear it's a history. And what it talks about in one very important part is the idea of technologies emerging that would be able to influence human behavior directly. By the time he became National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter, some of that technology had already been created and has continued to advance since the 70s. Now you've got a situation where that technology exists today. It's spoken about openly in the literature. And the question, and the only question, is would political powers utilize that technology to further their political ends?
Okay, I want to ask both of you, and Dr. Begich first, then Paul, what do you think, and it's obviously all interconnected, but what is the most important issue right now? I mean, here's just a few of them. I look at Newsweek, admitting what we already knew, secret police military all over Austin, intimidating conservatives, liberals, showing up at meetings, trying to grab cameras away from me at public events, spying on people, and the Pentagon says, yeah, there's a new bill, we're going to be running your life, running Neighborhood Watch, total into posse comitatus. Or is it the torture in Iraq and in many other countries by our government? Is it the Pan-American Union? I mean, there's all these things happening right now. There's the cancer viruses and the vaccines. There's the poison in the water, the chemtrailing. I mean, out of all these issues, explore one for us, and then show us how it's interconnected into the drive shaft of this larger global mechanism, Doctor.
Well, take a look at let's look at biometrics as a good example of that. You know, this is the idea of taking unique measurements from an individual in order to determine identity. You know, people think, well, you know, if you have nothing to hide, what are you worried about? The problem is, you know, what is hidden and what is legitimate to withhold from your government, from others around you, and those are decisions individuals make. And I think the biggest threat right now is this fear that it permeates the entire country in a way that takes away our ability to self-govern by injecting us in a situation where we're almost near panic with a lot of folks.
So it's the government-sponsored terror, the stimuli they give us, like the amoeba putting the heat source in the petri dish. We race away, and then they race us into their waiting jaws, basically. So I would agree, it's the government-sponsored terror. Through that fear, it causes a chilling effect, and then is the pretext for the total lockdown of society.
Absolutely, and I think that's exactly what we've seen. And in fact, it was predicted back in the late 80s, early 90s, in writings coming out of the U.S. Army War College, that exactly the situation we're in today is a situation that was expected and actually required in order to institute new technologies that in those days, not too many years ago, would be strongly resisted.
Well, that's like PNAC, the president's top 25 think tank guys, including Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz. They said in 2000, we need helpful Pearl Harbor events. Now, I don't think Pearl Harbor was helpful. I know Paul and Nick don't. But to them, they said helpful terror attacks, and then Brzezinski in a 98 book said the same thing. We need terror attacks for imperial mobilization. Paul, can you elaborate on that? Well, number one, what do you think the most important thing is? And then on the PNAC, on the imperial mobilization, calling for the terror attacks, then we'll get Dr. Begich's comments on the imperial mobilization.
Well, I think the major issue is maybe not terror attacks, because, you know, that's just a means to an end, which is to create fear and subjugate humans to an authority of the government. So I think that's just can be classed as a tactic and not really a major movement, because, you know, they will interchange those kind of tactics that do create fear. What I see as the main attack arm is the moral attack, the removal of basic human values, the removal of faith, trust, community between...
You mean the legalization of cloning, you mean the systematic attack on the family unit and community, Are you talking about promoting torture?
Yeah, because it subjugates the basic human impulse. It beats down that basic human aspiration for freedom and confidence in those around them. But on another level, it's via television propaganda and the creation of culture itself, because that's where most people draw their identity from, is culture and what the so-called idols of their generation are doing. I mean, take reality television, for example. In many countries in the world, including America, Australia and Britain, we've got the emergence of reality television and programs like this Big Brother program, which the method that they use, from my perspective, is that they create these idols in the form of reality television.
And then the idol gets a microchip, and everybody's got to get it because it's so cool. How do they use fads to control us, Dr. Begich?
Well, again, this is an opportunity to the herd mentality of getting people to sort of rush off into the same direction. You know, they did it with panic over various flus and flu season vaccines, if you remember a couple years back. And really what the story there was the excess supply and not enough demand, and they find out afterwards what everybody already knew, that the stuff didn't work. You know, the ultimately, getting people to move in mass is not as difficult as one might think. If fear being the primary motivator, going back to the U.S. Army War College for a moment, a document written in 90, The Revolution of Military Affairs and Conflicts Short of War.
That was Colonel Alexander.
Right, and they're discussing a lot of techniques, things that were coming. Microcircuits, for instance, for implantation under the skin was openly spoken about in that document. And then the discussion about how much Americans would resist that at that particular time. And now the day after 9/11, you hear people openly talking about the idea, well, maybe this isn't such a bad thing. They're talking about using it for prisoners instead of ankle bracelets, using it for elders that are losing mental faculties, or children people are afraid are going to get kidnapped. When you really look at threats and real threats, you've got bigger risk of going to the doctor and being subjected to medical malpractice than you do many of the events.
Or getting in your car, or being struck by lightning.
Right, and so here we are building these huge elaborate systems. I mean, think about how much money we're spending in this war effort.
And those private infrastructures of the police state are then owned by the government officials.
Yeah, and when you look at what happens at the end of the day, who's benefiting from this war in Iraq and Afghanistan? Ultimately, it's those that are supplying the hardware to continue that effort. And when you think about $200 billion, that would go an awful long way to solving whatever energy problems we have that take us to the Middle East in the first place. But that is not in the interest of those that control the industrial-military complex in the world today. It's really in their interest to continue these kinds of conflicts in order to make sure that there's a ready market and supply as well as balance.
And their own white papers say they want perpetual war. But they know that 99.9% of people don't sit around reading white papers like we do.
That's exactly it. And the other part of it, when you look at, this whole revolution in military affairs was about technology, but they added a dimension in about a year ago. They started referring to it as a revolution in military and political affairs, because ultimately it's politics that's the target, and even the European Parliament calls these technologies weapons of political control.
Stay there, Doctor. You can get at any subject you want. I want to hear what you think is important right now on the front burner. And we'll get Paul Watson's take on that, too, and take calls. And we'll tell you about Dr. Begich's books as well. And his great websites when we return. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliffscott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The globalists have most of the capital. They create the capital out of fiat, the true original root of their power. But overall, their programs worldwide are behind schedule. They're running into major opposition. Dr. Begich, and then, of course, Paul Watson, your forecast for the future. I mean, is it bleak, or, I mean, are you seeing the awakening that I'm seeing? I mean, an accelerated awakening across the political spectrum. Paul, Nick, what are you seeing happening?
Well, you know, this is Nick. I think, you know, that there is an acceleration of interest, but at the same time, I think there's an acceleration of activity to keep people really enslaved to a system that is not working well. I mean, when you look at the political environment right now, we got an election year, so there's a lot of happy talk. At the same time, there's a lot of disaster in the offing. My personal view is we're in for a lot tougher times before things turn around. Although, you know, there's a segment of the population, maybe 10-12% is my estimation, of people starting to really wake up to a lot of these issues, and that's enough to make significant change in this country. But at the same time, I think we have a long way to go before the average person really recognizes what the real threats are.
By the way, we're seeing a lot of inflationary developments across the board with the key staple items like milk, cheese.
Yep.
Not just fuel, but then they're telling us everything's wonderful, but all the real economic numbers show things are in deep trouble. Paul Watson?
Well, as far as forecasts go, I see if they go ahead and try and introduce the draft, you know, on a widespread basis in spring of next year, which they have announced in many articles that have come out recently, and there are bills in Congress, then I see nothing more than people who are addicted and have been conditioned to be addicted to these lifestyles, that they, at that point, on knowing that they will have to be included in this draft, will openly, you know, engage in dissent. And I see nothing less than civil war breaking out in America, basically. And it won't be a civil war started or led by, you know, what we call the patriot community. It will be on a widespread basis because people have been so conditioned to become addicted to their lifestyles that a direct removal of that will cause a mass uprising.
That's why they've got garrisons of riot troops ready everywhere with provocateurs to go in and neutralize protest. Dr. Bagich?
You know, I think that when people really realize the full extent of the abuse that happens at the hands of government, there will be revolution. Hopefully it'll be the kind of revolution that, you know, is civil and sensible, not the kind that results in lots more violence. I mean, if you look at Eastern Europe, you look at some of these places that have collapsed over the years, it happens by one of the most, the only threat the military planners can't plan for, which is called spontaneous revolution. It's when people don't really wait around for leadership to emerge. They just finally get to the point one day where they go, hey, you know, what's happening isn't working and we want to change. And when you see that kind of spontaneous demand for change, and I don't think we're quite there yet, that's when all things get converted.
We see them preemptively gearing up for that. Their social planners, their computer programs mapping all this are definitely showing that.
Absolutely. When you look at just the general unrest around the world, you know, what do you do when you want to suppress folks? Well, you create enough fear so they go internal again, which has been working fairly effectively the last few years. But at this point, I think people are starting to see it. The big concern I have for, you know, predictions for the future is, you know, what happened in Spain just before their elections. That kind of a major event occurring in the United States, I think that is a fear that many of us have seen played out.
The government is saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, and given that, I think that's again sort of the preparation of the public for more bad news that's pretty much understood to be there. I mean, anyone looking at these issues internationally to suggest that there isn't going to be another major event is the more far-fetched idea. The fact is, there will be additional events. The question becomes is, how do we respond? What is a necessary response? And more importantly,
they've been telling us, Doctor, how to respond. When there's an attack, give up your liberty, submit to us. We've got to be getting the message out of who stands to gain from this, who's been behind the other terror attacks, preemptively preempting them. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that's it. You know, when you look at what really happens in all of this, none of this is unanticipated. When you look at planning documents going way, way back into the, you know, 80s and 90s, the expectation of these kinds of events was there. More importantly, the planning about what would happen if, and the what ifs have been played out perfectly in the last couple of years as civil liberties have disappeared and a tyranny has emerged coming from our government, an opaque government we can't even see into anymore.
We'll come back, get into some more issues. Take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll give you Dr. Bagich's websites, too, when we get back. Paul in Missouri and others, you're up next when we return. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Cal-Ben Pure Soaps. Call Cal-Ben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Folks, we've reached the halfway point in this global transmission against tyranny. Dr. Nick Begich is our guest, as well as Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment at 800-259-9231. Dr. Begich, tell us the listeners about your websites and some of the great publications you've put out.
Sure. We have a website at EarthPulse, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, EarthPulse.com. And essentially, we have a number of things posted there. For those that are interested in the HARP story, there's quite a few articles on that story. There's a number of essays that were written really to motivate people for change, to give people ideas and thoughts about what we might be able to do to start to turn some of this around. That's under a button called Empowerment on the front page of that website. A lot of information. I encourage people to take the information, pass it on. There's a lot there. A lot of it is very well footnoted, which is one of our hallmarks. When we talk about this stuff, we actually lay out a foundation on which it's built, and you know, that kind of background I think is real, real useful. We have a number of books I've written. Angels Don't Play This Harp, which is co-authored with Gene Manning. Many are familiar with that work, but the most important work we've produced in the last 2 years are the two Earth Rising books, Earth Rising the Revolution, Earth Rising 2, which are really about new technologies and their impacts on society and our culture. And I think those are the books that are the most fundamental. Over 1,000 sources are referenced there, and they can be obtained either through the website or through one of our toll-free numbers, which, if it's all right, I can give that out.
Yeah, I'll give that number out.
It's 888-690-1277. Again, that's 888-690-1277. 1277, and you're welcome to request a pre-catalog at that phone number as well.
And what's the website again for folks?
The website is earthpulse.com.
Okay, we're going to go to some calls here in a few minutes, but I do want to get some into HARP, what it is for folks that don't know. I just heard an article a few months ago where the government boosted the power
at
the array. Also, chemtrails, get your take on that. But before we go to these calls, Paul Watson, there's a lot of key news here I want to go through with both of you guys. But any other key news items you think folks need to know about today?
Well, apart from those, vote fraud in the UK, because it's an example for the US. We've got examples of mass vote rigging, pardon me, going on in this European election, which has just taken place. And it boils down to the same thing in both countries, the elimination of the paper ballot. And so we can go through that.
Yeah, we have the CIA, former directors, deputy directors, NSA generals, running the top three voting companies. They've been caught coast-to-coast engaging in fraud. Their own engineers have quit, said it's a fraud. It makes it to one newspaper. Then they, you know, die in car wrecks mysteriously. I mean, all this stuff is going on. And then by the time it gets in my local paper, it's, oh, there's a few problems, people are concerned. Dr. Begich, any comments on the electronic vote fraud?
Absolutely. You know, my family has a history in politics. My dad was in the state senate here and was a member of the United States Congress. My brother is nine years on the Anchorage Assembly and is mayor of the largest city in Alaska, Anchorage, with half the state's population. You know, and this year I'm a candidate for office locally, and I can tell you elections are won by very close margins here. My brother won his by 18 votes, which is how many family members voted that day. And we had paper ballots to back it up when the recounts happened. When you go to a paperless system, these situations will flip the other direction. And anyone who believes that these systems cannot be hacked are naive.
But it's not even hacking. I mean, we have the employees who are convicted computer felons accessing them in the middle of major elections, engineers quitting, saying it's a fraud. I mean, it's we have politicians like Senator Hagel owning the company that people vote for him on, and then the League of Women Voters is arguing against any record. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's, those are the inside threats. When you consider outside threats, the amount of money spent by China to just figure out how to hack our system is huge. Any time that you put a system online that has the ability of determining political outcomes in the West and in the United States, both for the internal and the external threats to our personal freedom and liberty, this is a major mistake. There are some things that do not belong automated, and voting.
But again, this wasn't
one of them.
This wasn't done by accident.
No,
and I think this is why we're seeing so much arrogance by these people. And now they've rephrased us as a democracy, not a republic. And in a democracy, if 51% say kill all the black people, kill all the white people, or take that guy's land, it happens. In our republic, the minority is protected. So now they say we're a democracy, and, oh, look, you voted for slavery.
Yeah, you know, this, and when you really look at all of it, you know, what's really happened is the erosion of American values, which is, again, the root that we were speaking about earlier, is the root of this is really the moral questions, the things that make us who we are. You start stripping that away from Americans and recognizing the root of who we are has to do with the Democratic Republic that had a much different concept than a pure democracy. When you look back on that republic and its formation, 6% of the people in this country favored that major change when it first started back 200 years ago. You know, that was a far cry from a majority. It certainly was an enlightened minority, and it was.
Well, it's like slavery. In like 1800, what, 5%, in some areas 2% of people were against it, or maybe 1% active, but 60-something years later, that form of slavery was thrown out. So it shows that we're seeing the world's round 10 years before they finally admit it, then overnight you're a kook to say it's flat, whereas a month before you were a kook to say it was round.
Exactly right. And this is the games that are played to manipulate political outcomes. And again, when you look at the European take on this, which we've looked at, you know, pretty thoroughly, we spent a lot of time in Europe, their view of the world is these are all technologies that result in one thing from their perspective, political control, the manipulation of individuals to receive and force and foster political outcomes. When you see that shift, which is a shift that's well underway, if not already installed, that's where the danger lies.
Well, also we see the EU, the Pan American Union, all these WTO, all these bodies are dictatorial in nature, and you know, I mean, it's like the new Iraqi appointed government. They call it democracy. It's an appointed government.
Right, and you know, this is not new either. You know, why are we in these conflicts? And we, you know, we can trace the beginnings and the roots of this to our own government's interference with the domestic affairs of other nations. And again, you know, when it comes back to roost, which is where we are today, who benefits? And
yeah, I mean, I have articles out of Connecticut. By the way, Paul, that article about the National Guard taking over the police department, that went to subscription on that site. If you can go in and get that and post it, we need to do that because I even had trouble logging into that newspaper. But, I mean, I go back to this. Openly Newsweek saying troops are going to run your life and interrogate you and run the neighborhood watch programs. I mean, that's East Germany. That's Russia. That's not America. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, it's my personal belief. I don't know whether you agree with it, but that people will, you know, in a cowardly fashion, accept torture of Iraqis and bombing broken-back third-world countries, you know, indefinitely. They won't become aware of it. They won't. The innate human instinct to fight will not kick in until, the war comes to our shores, and when they have to go to the level, which is an open declaration of war on the American people, because generally people are cowardly and they'll just try to ignore something if it's not in, you know, happening in their immediate vicinity. So it's only when it comes home.
But openly they're setting up military offices in our cities and have them out Dr. Begich, were you aware of this?
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of shifts in terms of policing. I mean, going to a more of a military model, I mean, that's been happening for years. And one of the, again, coming out of Europe, one of the outcries there is, we're headed the direction they just left. You know, when you look at Eastern Europe, people know what it's like to be oppressed. They know what the tools of oppression are.
I know. I talked to Poles and Czechoslovakians and Hungarians and Russians, and they watch our news and they go, man, America's going down. I've seen all this before.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we hear constantly, you know, from folks that aren't doing it from a history book or doing it from living experience. They've been there. They've done that. They've experienced it. We may think that we're immune from it in this country, but the creep in that direction is one that's happened a little bit slower, and the frogs are boiling, and we're it. And the
matter
is, it's happening now.
Let's take some calls. Thanks for holding, folks. Paula in Missouri. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, Alex. That movie that Michael Moore put out, that Fahrenheit 911,
yes.
I don't know if you ever mentioned that, but I believe that was made to discredit your film, Road to Tyranny. And I have a question for Mr. Begich. On the, have you ever heard the word weatherman in reference to mind control or population control?
I have not heard that. No, not in connection with that.
Okay. And Paul Watson had brought up abortion, and I feel that this right now, what's going on, is occultic, and what they need right now is blood sacrifices. So the abortion is their, I don't know what you would call it, their major...
their religious sacrament.
Right, and because there were children in the Murray Building and Waco, and it would be interesting to find out if there was a daycare center in any one of those WTC buildings.
Oh, there were.
And so abortion is really a big issue for them. So the younger the child, the greater the power they seem to have. So
here, let me get a... Thanks for the call, Paul. Let me get a comment from Paul, since you directed that to him. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, now we know that there are actually more abortions of disabled children with, you know, symptoms that can be medically fixed than live births. So when it comes to that extent, then you know that we've got a big problem. What is it, 50 million abortions since the 70s?
Well, it's Brave New World.
And people will accept it in the same way that the neocons will justify torturing Iraqis because they're subhumans, and the left will speak out against that all day, rightly so. But then, again, they'll pick on the most defenseless creature imaginable, a fetus, and say that it's okay to support these disgusting procedures to terminate it. I mean, sucking the brains out of babies, they actually go in there with instruments and cut the limbs from piece to piece. And, you know, most people don't know the procedure itself. They just think that the baby's put to sleep like a dog would be. So,
there's a movement here in the United States to ban the new ultrasound. They admit it's not bad for them, but they say, well, it's non-medical, so you can't do it, where it shows the 3D image. They don't want you to see. But going to the occult thing that she mentioned, whether you believe in God or not, folks, and I do, the elite do believe in the devil. That's what they follow. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. You have to at least scientifically admit that. A lot of people go, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. You know, that's crazy. Well, the point is, the globalists do believe in this, just like all other psychopaths in the criminology, when you look at it, are into the same stuff. So the religion of psychopaths is this do as thou wilt, this love of death and destruction, and it just so happens our leaders, when we study them, do have this religion. Dr. Begich, any comments?
You know, I've been around major political folks most of my life, and I can tell you there isn't any one of them I've ever met that doesn't have a very strong religious or philosophical base to who they are. And it's figuring out what that is that tells you what their character is. And I think you're right on target, is that's the root of where people are intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, and how that projects into their creation of reality. And either they create in conformity with the Creator or in opposition to it. When you're talking about some of the things that we're speaking about today, I mean, this idea of manipulating the mind, you know, mind control, if you will, was a cover story in the magazine The Economist in the end of May 2002. And when you look at that whole idea, that's the interference with free will. That's something that even God won't do in most traditions. And here we are, a man not only anticipating it, but excited about the possibilities of controlling people's interior thoughts and ideas in a way that has never been contemplated and never been even considered by God, God Himself. And
well, it's really simple. To have torture, to have secret arrest, they have to sell a cadre that this is normal. It took the Nazis years to get this rolling. Once they did, it snowballed. And if we have a global elite that know that depleted uranium kills our own troops and know that it makes them sick, and then bivouac them in Saddam bases that were bombarded with it, knowing they've got, many of them, two rims of radiation, I mean, again, what religion would you have to not have morals and to frankly take glee and enjoyment in even killing and maiming your own troops? I mean, morally, I feel guilty if I'm rude to my wife or rude to a neighbor or do something backhanded, and then I always, you know, go back and say I'm sorry or don't do it again. You know, as I grow in the hierarchy of needs, I become more moral and realize how immoral I truly am. Whereas these people plunge in the other direction of the paradigm, to the dark side, getting more and more immoral, and they have to enjoy the immoralness or they couldn't live with it. Do you see what I'm saying, Paul and Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, that's the definition of decadence. It's making the bizarre seem normal, which is why through the media and through entertainment shows, which are, you know, ostensibly watched by more people than news, they create these cultural stereotypes which are, in essence, abnormal, and so that then puts the people who watch them with the simple mind control of television, where it shifts into the right brain thinking, you know, no critical analysis, immediate emotional contact, where then they have to ape these abnormal stereotypes under peer pressure. So that's how the bizarre becomes normal. It's about creating a cultural stereotype which is aped by the general population.
That's right, Dr. Baggage.
I agree with that. And, you know, the idea that Americans are the victims of a lot of different technologies, you know, something that largely is ignored. But when you think about even the public pronouncements by our own government about people that have been victimized, and these are the most obscene types of victimizations. You know, when you look at Secretary of Energy O'Leary when she was in the Clinton administration admitting 500,000 Americans over 40 years subjected to human experimentation, and if that isn't torture, I don't know what is. But this is 500,000 that they admitted were dealt with in a way that we hung people at Nuremberg after World War II for the exact same kind of infractions. And you know that in the United States, in this country, where 500,000 of our own citizens have been victimized in this manner, not one single solitary soul has ever been held accountable in front of a jury.
Yeah, they come out and announce it now, and really that sets the precedent and normalizes it.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, here's a good example of normalizing what used to be corrupt. You know, we used to talk about, you know, what did a bribe get you politically? It got you influence, outcomes, and at least an opportunity with an audience. You know, what is the difference between a bribe and a contribution in 2004? There isn't any. It gets you the same thing. We give it a new name. We call it a campaign contribution. And it gives you the same thing as a bribe used to get. You only now everybody feels really good about it. It's a contribution. It's not a bribe. Well, what the difference is what matters. And there is no difference. If you as an average citizen walk into your U.S. senator's office and ask for lunch, and a luncheon discussion, you're not going to get one. But you go in there and drop a $10,000 check at the front desk and ask for that lunch, and I'll guarantee you'll get it. That's corruption. That's what this country has become.
And then we give ourselves happy little words so we feel good about it.
Yeah.
Logan and others that are patiently holding, Brenda and others, stay there. We're going to get to you. And I'm going to ask Dr. Baggage, he's a busy professor and everything else, see if we can keep a little bit in the next hour to get into HARP and his book on that, and also the chemtrails and the rest of it, and keep Paul Watson with us. Bunch of other news items. I want to go to the calls a little bit quicker, but this has been really riveting and revealing discussion here, and I hope you're listening, and I hope you're thinking, because the entire humanity, the human soul, is caught under a black boot right now, and the people running things enjoy evil. And you better get your mind around that and stop being naive, or it's over, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Themselves along agrarian societies, strong men learned how to con and manipulate and not just use muscle to get control of populations. Witch doctors would say, follow me, do what I say, or the sun won't come back tomorrow. Of course, he would give that threat according to his astrological understanding that there would be an eclipse the next day. The general public had forgotten that pattern. He had had it handed down to him. They wouldn't listen, and then when the serpent gobbled the sun, they would all prostrate themselves and beg. Well, the example of that today is the government carrying out 9/11. The terrorists are going to strike. The serpent's going to eat the moon, the sun tomorrow. Better do what we say. You know, before 9/11, they said, submit to us, the terrorists coming. They're going to get you. Bin Laden's going to get you. And then, boom, it happened. But, again, I'm trying to use a historical kind of anthropological example here of all of this. We have to get conscious of that and then see the propaganda, and that short circuits it. And this can actually happen quite quickly if someone is willing to open their mind up and examine what we're saying. We're about to go back to Dr. Nick Begich and Logan and Bernard and Ben and everybody else that's holding and Paul Watson. Dr. Begich and Paul have agreed to stay for the whole next hour. Honored to have them. We'll give you that phone number out next hour to get Dr. Begich's books as well. They're incredible. I've read all three. You need to get my books, my videos. You're authorized to make copies of my videos. I carry other people's books and videos. You can't make copies of those because they're not mine. But get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Find out who really carried out September 11th. Expose these murderers. Don't let them get away with it. I mean, that's the drive in my life, is to expose these people and thus protect myself and my family. Fighting them is the way to be safe, not cowering to these Hitlerian creatures. So visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get Paul Watson's book that we carry, that I publish. Get my book. Get my videos. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. And your support is also needed. 1-888-253-3139. And the mailing address is also on the website. You can call the number and get it as well. 888-253-3139. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of my videos or multiple books. Logan in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Begich and, of course, Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to talk about illegal immigration, and Paul Watson mentioned the idea of a possible civil war in the future, and I believe the globalists really do plan ahead, and plan ahead really, really far ahead, like 50 years, even 100 years.
Yeah,
whatever.
I think the ultra-massive influx of all these different groups, and then the government trying to get them not to assimilate, things will be fine if they just assimilate. That is used to just simply balkanize further to cause more hysteria when it does. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, no, it's about splitting, you know, splitting the community so people do not support each other when the hatchet does fall. And that's the agenda of illegal immigration, to balkanize the community.
Finish up what you were saying, Logan. I think his cell phone was cutting out there. Logan, you still there? He's gone. Dr. Begich, any comments to that?
I think, as again, as you know, whenever you start fractionalizing populations, creating the villains that are really created by our own system, you know, you really are deflecting people's attention to the real roots of the problems and to the symptoms of the problems. And I think that's, again, a case of watering down what's going on in the United States right now. With bad public policy that gets us fighting over issues that certainly are important, but while the bank is being robbed by both parties. And I think this immigration issue is one of those that, you know, for those that are in the border states, it's horrendous what's happening down there, what you guys are experiencing, and yet very little is done to keep those borders secure. And you talk about illegal immigration. What else is coming across that border is significant and something that we need to be concerned about. But one, again, that's driving fear, panic, and the idea of a more directed and controlled society so these big problems don't happen.
All right, third hour coming up. More calls, more news. We'll get into chemtrails and heart.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.